In Russia, there's been another political assassination. Unknown attackers gunned down Sergei Yushchenkov, a 52-year-old member of Russia's lower house of parliament. Yushchenkov led a small political party, which was fiercely critical of Kremlin policies. NPR's Lawrence Sheets reports from Moscow.
Sergei Yushchenkov had been walking alone on a sidewalk outside his Moscow apartment building when he was shot to death. Yushchenkov is the eighth Russian legislator murdered in the last decade. Moscow Police Chief Vladimir Pronin said there was no doubt as to the character of the crime. This was the work of a professional killer, Pronin said. Law enforcement officials said they suspected Yushchenkov's murder was political. Yushchenkov was a scathing critic of the war in Chechnya. He had accused the FSB security services of involvement in apartment bombings in 1999, which killed 300 people. A colleague from Yushchenkov's Liberal Russia Party, Yuri Rybakov, pointed a finger at the FSB for the killing. This murder was profitable to the special services. They were afraid of the investigation by Sergei Yushchenkov into the bombings, Rybakov said. Yushchenkov had been involved in a relatively obscure independent probe into the bombings, but it had so far failed to produce hard leads. Yushchenkov and liberal Russia had also at one time forged an alliance with exiled billionaire Boris Berezovsky. Berezovsky had bankrolled liberal Russia until he was expelled from the party. Some speculated his ties with the party would now come under scrutiny. Berezovsky, who has an unsavory reputation, denied involvement. He predictably suspected the Kremlin. I would very much like to know who gave this order, Berezovsky said. There is one clear goal, to intimidate everyone, the society. Analyst Vyacheslav Nikonov said he doubted any far-reaching political upheaval from Yushchenkov's killing. Yushchenkov's Liberal Russia Party is a marginal force that commands the support of only 1% or so of voters. But Nikonov said it reinforces Russia's image as beset by murky, high-profile killings.
It says not only to the outside world, to Russians as well, that we are not living in the most perfect society in this country. And, of course, the police forces are not powerful enough to protect citizens from crime.
President Vladimir Putin ordered his interior minister to take personal control over the investigation into Yushchenkov's murder. Such cases are rarely solved, however. Lawrence Sheets, NPR News, Moscow.